USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's the virus that's gone viral, and President Trump says of it as he signs a bill to fund the U.S. response to the coronavirus.
Came out of nowhere, but we're taking care of it.
The president signing that $8 billion funding package after passage by Congress this week. World health officials say the death toll from the virus is now more than 3,400, including 14 Americans, most of them in Washington state. A better-than-expected February jobs report released by the Labor Department showing that the U.S. economy created around 273,000 jobs last month, and that blew away the economist's prediction of 165,000. Unemployment fell to 3.5%, matching a 50-year low. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Former President Bill Clinton saying he had an affair with then-White House intern Monica Lewinsky as a way to manage his anxiety. That revelation comes in a new Hulu series about his wife titled Hillary. In it, the 73-year-old Clinton remembers when he had to tell Hillary Clinton about that affair with Lewinsky.
She said, well, you have to go tell your daughter. She said, that's worse than me. And so I did that. Which was awful.
An FBI agent's recovering after being shot while trying to make an arrest this morning near Louisville. The FBI said one other person was also wounded. The agent was trying to execute a federal arrest warrant at the time. The agency providing no additional information, though, except to say the shooting is being investigated by its inspection division. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An election 2020 update. Joe Biden appears to be pulling away from the other main contender in the Democratic presidential primary race. A new Reuters Ipsos poll showing the former VP with 45% support, and that gives him a 13-point advantage over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. A police sergeant in Washington, D.C. is accusing the Metropolitan Police Department of underreporting serious crimes. Sergeant Charlotte Dussault is saying that internal documents prove that police supervisors have ordered investigators to downgrade crime classifications from the more serious crimes to less serious offenses so as to make the city's crime statistics look better. A federal judge in Detroit has approved a settlement in a class action lawsuit that could cost Ford Motor Company $500 million. The suit was filed back in 2012. It alleges that Ford knew about an issue with the transmission in an estimated 100,000 Focus and Fiesta models. And Ozzy Osbourne is pulling out of the South by Southwest Festival. That's over fears of the coronavirus. Yeah, the so-called Prince of Darkness saying that he will not be making an appearance there as earlier planned because of his concerns, given his failing health. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.